Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Robinsons, and I don't know about you, but I kind of miss them. It's a name we're all so familiar with here in Singapore. And we're all surprised with the news that 162-year-old Robinsons will be closing down last October. Yeah, that's how long ago it was, and that's why my timeline gets messed up. But fret not, Robinsons is back. Not in the way we're familiar with, as in brick and mortar, but they're coming back with an online presence. They've been acquired by wholesale supplier Canningville Australia. Robinsons Online was launched on June 24th, I believe. This would be last Thursday. And it'll be featuring more than 1,000 products from 200 brands at up to 60% off. And this comes as the previous owners are going through the whole liquidation process, right? Robinsons previously had an online presence, but didn't quite manage to save the business. So how will this new Robinsons Online be different from the previous ones? And is there a chance we might see Robinsons return in brick and mortar form? Well, I'll tell you what, let's have a conversation now with Jordan Prainito, who's Managing Director, Robinsons Singapore. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. So Robinsons exited Singapore in January, and now it will make a comeback as an online department store. I suppose, could you tell us the rationale of why Canningville Australia acquisition or decided to acquire Robinsons Singapore? I mean, when did the plan start?
Look, to be fair, we never really, I guess, were thinking about, obviously, Robinsons until the news broke, right, late last year. And I think for us as a family and as a business group, first we were, just generally saddened by the news. We were all Robinsons customers. I studied in Singapore and spent some of my formative years there building wonderful friendships, loving the culture, the cuisine of Singapore. And so at first it was, just a bit of surprise and a little bit sad that such an icon had, fell over. And, roll forward a few weeks, we came across sort of the news that there was a process where they were looking for, anyone to put forward their interest to try and either save the business, relaunch it, et cetera, et cetera. And so we had a few meetings and, long story short, put our hat in the ring. And fast forward to today, after a lot of hard work and a lot of really good support from the Singaporean businesses and people involved with the old Robinsons, and we are where we are today. As far as from a business point of view, Singapore is our first overseas acquisition and it was our first choice, as it has the highest average revenue per user in Southeast Asia. At a personal level, is my favourite country in Asia. You think data points made up well. And it's been a wonderful journey so far. And we're very excited to have relaunched Robinsons as its own independent business, head office in Singapore, key previous staff. And, along with myself, we've spent a bit of time in Singapore previously. It's been a wonderful journey so far, and we look forward to the next stage.
I love the story where, at the end of the day, behind everything, a bunch of Robinsons customers trying to save the business because they're saddened by its exit. So www.robinsons.com.sg, that's the website. They've tried to do the whole online thing. Now with this format, what are we expecting? What kind of demographics are we looking at? How is this Robinsons the same or different?
I think from a historical brand point of view, it's definitely the same Robinsons. We're looking to lean into the history of innovation that Robinsons really had back in its heyday. It was the first to bring British brands into Singapore. It was the first to launch live fashion shows in Singapore and whatnot. So what we're looking to do is sort of bring it back with almost new features unlocked. We like to think of it as an upgraded version of Robinsons where, it's a department store online offering focused on really good value-orientated, rationalized product that hits a wide demographic of customers. And I guess at its core, it's, the department store model and bringing that online, it's about recognizing that more is not necessarily better. We really do subscribe to the less is more approach. We hope that this will empower consumers with the confidence in the decisions they make, not correct or decisions to make when they're going through their shopping experience. I think expert advice and curation in general is quite an underrated trend in the current online marketplace ecosystem. The original marketplace model, look at Amazon, Lazada, et cetera, they always value more is more, right? Mm-hmm. They've left the consumer to wade through a massive assortment and selection to determine what is good and what is not. I think today, consumers are time poor, right? More time poor than we've ever been. So consumers want to turn to a marketplace where they can rely on the quality of the suppliers, the brands, and with the marketplace itself, a delay of curation. So that's, I guess, the thinking behind it.
Yeah, I used to make the mistake that my other half, my partner, took too long on online websites to select whatever she wanted to buy, and then I started to get involved, and I'm worse. Horrible. Okay. Do you think, though, that because you've got the name Robinsons, this brand name, that that is going to help as far as, you know, I guess, marketing awareness, creating that general excitement and buzz? It surely would play into to some strengths, right?
Of course. And I think, you know, the way we look at it, it's more of an honor. It's a privilege to be involved with such a brand that's been around for so long, that's had, you know, so many people of different ages involved in making Robinsons what it is. So, of course, it's going to add value. But I think the thing we need to focus on is do not take that for granted and work to take it to the next level in the online world that we now are positioning the business.
Right. Well, I know it's only been about a week. The site went live June 24th. What's the response been so far?
Extremely positive. We had so many visits. Every day it's been phenomenal. And, you know, we had our tech teams all on standby, you know, expecting something was going to break, right? The site might go down, or, you know, we might have some issue somewhere. And, you know, touch wood, so far so good. We are definitely seeing, I think a lot of people are just coming to see what does it look like, right? So it's about, you know, reestablishing what Robinsons will be and rebuilding that trust, right? So trust architecture in the site and the interaction within the brand, whether it's touch points, post-purchase, or, you know, the welcome series once you sign up. All of those things are really critical at this stage. So we're not necessarily focused on orders and revenue right now. It's about, you know, reestablishing that trust relationship with the Singaporean consumer.
You know, me and my wife, we used to love going to the brick and mortar store. And before this interview, I was questioning myself, what is it that draws us there? And I realized it's the brands that Robinsons carries and, you know, even the local brands that are there as well. Is this something that you guys are looking at with regard to this online version?
100%. So before sort of starting to design the back end, if you will, of the business, we had some wonderful interaction with interviews with former suppliers. And what we realized is that if we were going to do this properly, one, we had to champion local brands. Two, we had to create infrastructure that would allow brands that may not be very tech savvy, however, still had a real passion for serving their customers. So what we did is we created a supply management, inventory management system where it would accept, you know, a business simply be and list their products on the platform with as simple as a CSV file. Wow. Now, that in itself has its own, I guess, issues from a, you know, flexibility point of view, and then taking that information and putting it in a presentable manner online. But nonetheless, it was important for us. We had to build really strong supply-side relationships. Right. So we designed, I guess, a process where you didn't even need barcodes on your product in order to list.
Okay.
Because we recognized that that was important to certain local Singaporean homegrown brands that just really focused on servicing the Singaporean market, all the way to if you're, you know, a bigger, maybe international brand that you're API first, all of that would also still work within the platform.
Right.
So that was one of the most important things from a supply side point of view. We needed to make it easy for businesses who are not tech savvy to come on board and be part of the Robinsons journey.
John, you talk about relationships, and I apologize for this slightly awkward question. I mean, at Robinsons, the previous Robinsons closure, I think there were some suppliers that were left hanging or unpaid, and there were all these issues. I don't know how that was solved, but was this something that you had to inherit? Was this something that you had to, you know, reestablish that good relationship again in that sense? What did you guys have to do?
Well, look, we definitely had to reassure, and there were definitely tough conversations with, you know, former suppliers that, you know, had been treated quite poorly by the previous owner group. So we just focused on being very transparent. And I think that's the best thing you can do when you're in a situation like this. It's about very prompt communication, complete transparency with how the business model will run, how it will be successful, how they will be successful if they're involved with it. And of course, there were those who wanted to, you know, sit and wait and see, which was totally fine. But we've found a lot of those, well, I think all of them actually have come back, you know, in their droves in the last couple of days, being like, I want to be involved, which is, you know, it's just fantastic. And we love that. And we're working hard to prioritize, you know, those former brands that we know people want to see, want to be involved with at Robinson. So I think for me, yeah, it's that transparency piece and that prompt communication, whether there's, you know, there's good things or bad things, always being there, being available, especially if, you know, you're a senior leader in a business, to know that a supplier can call the MD at Robinson's. I think that's important that they felt they listened to and heard.
Access, that goes a long way, and it really helps that, you know, everyone loves this brand and has feelings for the brand and its history. I suppose that leads us to talk about the future of Robinson's Singapore Online. I mean, what can we expect in months to come? Any comment on things like brand loyalty? This seems to be dying these days. Everyone's just going for the cheapest deal. How are you guys dealing with that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a good point. But what I think it does, it's the consumer putting, you know, fair pressure or the right amount of pressure on department stores, marketplaces, whatever you want to call them, to deliver the best experience or the best value experience for them. And you can do that in so many different ways. But for us, the way we are looking to sort of, I guess, deal with that over the long term is, rather than our model being, you know, a very big one where, you know, we want as many suppliers, as many products, and many brands on our platform, is to, one, focus on curating the site with the best products at the best prices within a good, better, best merchandising strategy. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we'll be, and I guess another point of difference to those larger players, is we'll be using data to drive personalized recommendations for our customers. And what this model does, it creates for a much better user experience, a much more sustainable revenue backbone compared to, say, you know, different marketplace businesses that actually charge for ad space based on eyeballs, but not action. So what this definitely takes longer to build and longer to perfect. And it's, you know, the more that you have, the better it gets. But it also means a deeper customer connection, you know, better content, and I think ultimately a more valuable relationship with the consumer.
But, you know, and it just came to mind, like, one of the things about Robinson's is, I remember there used to be these deals or these ads within the building where if you had a credit card from a certain bank, then you can enjoy more discount there. Obviously, in a sense, I don't know, can that sort of advantage, that sort of familiarity work to your advantage with this online setup?
Yeah, definitely. I think strategic partnerships, you know, online or offline, are critical to any business and future growth, right? I think, you know, there are ways for us to bring that online. And as you may have seen, that we do have one of those at the moment for launch, where with Grab, which has gone phenomenally well. And, you know, we're very thankful for their support. And people have been taking advantage of that and I think ultimately enjoying the great value that that's providing them. So I think for sure, yeah.
All right. And Jordan, this leads me to our final question, which is the $1 million question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the temptation to bring Robinson's physical store back here in Singapore?
Oh, look, I think if you're talking about temptation, it's definitely there, right? I mean, I think for us, it's about getting the offering right first. Okay. And listening to the market, consumers, you know, what do they want, right? Like, what's important to them? As you've seen over the last 12 to 18 months with everything that's happened across the world, consumer behavior has never changed more fast, right? Like, it's insane. So I believe it's going to be, again, still constantly evolving. Mm. So it's a bit hard for us to say what the future might bring. I think for us, it's always about paying attention to the needs of the customer, the wants of the customer. What do they expect? What's going to make them the most happy? And I think if we do that and we prioritize that way, we focus on what's important as opposed to what's urgent, ultimately we'll make the right decisions.
I've been speaking with Jordan Prenito, who is Managing Director, Robinson Singapore. Jordan, I really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.